This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Mago. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today lauded the country's nuclear scientists for enhancing India's pride with the fast breeder reactor in Kalpakkam, Tamil Nadu, achieving criticality. Addressing the nation in his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani, Mr. Modi said criticality is the stage during which a reactor successfully attains a self-sustaining nuclear chain reaction for the first time. This stage signifies the reactor entering the operational phase. Prime Minister Modi termed this a historic milestone in India's nuclear energy journey.
हमारे वैज्ञानिक सिविल न्यूक्लियर प्रोग्राम को आगे बढ़ा रहे हैं उनके प्रयासों से यह कार्यक्रम राष्ट्र निर्माण में अहम योगदान दे रहा है इससे हमारी इंडस्ट्रियल ग्रोथ को एनर्जी सेक्टर को हेल्थ केयर सेक्टर को बहुत लाभ हुआ है खेती किसानी से लेकर आधुनिक इनोवेटर्स को भी भारत के सिविल न्यूक्लियर प्रोग्राम ने बहुत मदद की है
Prime Minister Modi highlighted the ongoing census campaign. He said every Indian must be aware of the census campaign, which is the world's largest census. Mr. Modi elaborated that Census 2027 has been made digital and all information is being recorded directly in digital form.
घर घर जाने वाले कर्मचारियों के पास मोबाइल ऐप है वे आपसे बात करके उसी में जानकारी दर्ज करेंगे इस बार जनगणना में आपकी भागीदारी भी आसान बनाई गई है आप खुद भी अपनी जानकारी दर्ज कर सकते हैं
The Prime Minister also shared that the National Archives of India has digitized and made public over 20 crore invaluable documents. Mr. Modi urged listeners to visit www.abhilekh.patal.in for a wonderful experience of India's journey.
सातवीं शताब्दी की गिलगित पांडुलिपियां भोजपत्र पर लिखी हुई हैं। यहां आपको आठवीं शताब्दी का एक रोचक ग्रंथ श्री भुवालय भी देखने को मिलेगा रानी लक्ष्मीबाई से जुड़े कुछ अहम पत्र भी आप यहां देख सकते हैं
Prime Minister Modi exuded pride that two Indian cheese brands have received prestigious awards at an international cheese competition held in Brazil. U.S. President Donald Trump and other top White House officials were evacuated unharmed from the annual dinner of White House correspondents after a man armed with multiple weapons fired shots outside the ballroom of a hotel in Washington, D.C. Secret Service officials and other security personnel covered the President, First Lady Melania Trump, Vice President J.D. Vance and the Second Lady Usha Vance and escorted them out of the ballroom. Hours later, Trump addressed a press conference at the White House and announced that the security personnel had captured one person who hails from California. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed relief that U.S. President Donald Trump, First Lady Melania Trump and Vice President J.D. Vance are safe and unharmed following the recent security incident. In his message, Mr. Modi extended his best wishes for their continued safety and well-being. He said violence is no place in a democracy and must be unequivocally condemned. Just 2 days from now, on April 29, West Bengal will head to the crucial second phase of the assembly elections. This phase is set to determine who will govern the state for the next 5 years. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address a rally in Thakur Nagar, Bangaon, followed by another in Haripal, Hooghly. Later in the evening, he is scheduled to offer prayers at Thantania Kalibari in North Kolkata and lead a roadshow from BK Pal Avenue to Khanna Crossing. Trinamool Congress Chief Mamata Banerjee will mostly stay in her own constituency, Bhavanipur, and with multiple events lined up. Party General Secretary Abhishek Banerjee will address a rally in Magrahat West and join a march in Falta. Polling is underway for the local body elections in Gujarat across 15 municipal corporations, 84 municipalities and over 200 district and taluka panchayats. Union Home Minister Amit Shah cast his vote for Ahmedabad Municipal Corporation along with family at a polling station in Narinpura in Ahmedabad. In IPL cricket, Chennai Super Kings will face Gujarat Titans in Chennai today at 3:30 p.m. In the second match of the day, Lucknow Super Giants will take on Kolkata Knight Riders in Lucknow at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.